Now, this education feature is brought to you by the UCT Graduate School of Business, the business school that has been setting the pace of business. That's business education in particular in Africa for over five decades. So the story of Growbox. Just joined by Rensha Manuel. I don't know why I called her Renisha earlier, but a social entrepreneur and owner of Growbox. Good to have you on the show.
Thank you, and thank you for the invitation.
It's an absolute pleasure. So take me back to 2015, when you were probably at one of your lowest points.
Definitely. Unemployed, struggling to feed my four kids, struggling to find employment, because I knew I was employable. It's just that I never had any formal education, and I didn't have any paperwork to prove my capability. Struggling to find employment, and out of pure desperation, I just started a vegetable garden in my own backyard in order to feed my kids.
And that was the start of great things to come, though. So take us through this particular story. I love journeys, I love stories, and I would like you to be the person, seeing as you're the one who experienced it. Tell us your story.
Okay, so it was during that a process of food gardening and growing for our supper, that there was an ad in the paper put out by the city of Cape Town, and there was the concept of Youth Start, inviting unemployed youth, and at the time I fit into the youth category, the invitation was for unemployed youth that had business ideas within the communities that would be a sustainable business, create employment, but also impact the communities that these businesses are run in. And I'm from Hanover Park on the Cape Flats. Mm-hmm. And my initial business idea was I wanted to start a nursery within Hanover Park.
Yes.
I wanted to grow the seedlings and be a nursery, like, for instance, the stove, and supply to the community around here. But through the workshops that they gave us, they kept emphasizing find your niche and find what makes you unique.
Yep.
But also with the concept of impact, and how can we empower the communities that we come from. So I was thinking about how am I going to get food gardens to people who have no land spaces available. We live on the flats. We have backyarders in our backyards. There are no spaces available. So it was having to give someone an opportunity to grow food in where they absolutely have no spaces available. And that's where the concept of the grow box was born. It's an elevated wooden veggie box that gives you the gardening space where you have none. It's great for patios, balconies, or even in someone's backyard.
And what I love about this has evolved into you offering corporate-sponsored food gardening workshops in those disadvantaged communities. And
exactly.
You teach those households how to grow food in limited spaces. So needed.
Yes, yes. And it's about sustainable food gardening. We get corporates involved. It's not about just giving someone a veggie box, but teaching them and upskilling them and giving them the skills to keep growing. So it's concepts like seed catching and using recycled foods, for instance, kitchen waste, and using that in their gardens, recycled water, all of the tools and necessities that they need to keep growing and even increasing their yield.
Yeah. And you know what happens when you get enough people doing it in one neighborhood? You can almost supply localized food to some of the bigger retailers.
Exactly. And then the concept of bartering comes in. If you don't have something, you can swap with your neighbor.
I love it.
And like that, and everyone can cook and grow together. Yeah. And a whole community can basically feed themselves.
You know what I'm getting out of this? And we also spoke to Nikki Verd earlier, who told us about the wonderful work Rwanda is doing. So we spoke about Rwanda, who disappears people in hotels, and that's one thing. But as a country, they're very technologically advanced, and they go for it. Nikki said she was unemployed and was sobbing about it, but had to survive. And it's that survivalist instinct that brings out the best of who you are. Especially when you've got those mouths to feed and those kids looking at you. There's nothing more soul-destroying than telling your child you don't have food, the basics of food to put on the table to feed them.
Exactly, exactly. There's nothing more heart-wrenching than that. And knowing that you have to send them out to school, or knowing that they're going to come home from school and there's nothing to eat for them. time or for dinner or whatever. Yeah.
So how do people get involved with this? We are making it shorter because we want to go back to the briefing, but okay. I also want to add value to you. So you're doing all this wonderful stuff. I'm sure you need more sponsors getting involved to get to more communities.
Definitely.
So where do people find you?
Okay, you can go to our Facebook page. It's @Grobok Nursery, one word. Or you can, our Instagram is @GrowBoxNursery. Or you can call me on 076-303-3205.
Excellent. I'm asking people to reach out. And if you're feeling that you're down in the dumps because you've been retrenched, you're not getting your salary at the moment, think of Rensha Manuel and what she's managed to achieve. She didn't take big bucks to make this. It was one simple idea, pardon the pun, that was planted and grew into a grow box business. What's the website again?
It's www.growboxnursery.com.
Love it. People must check it out. So so like having you on the show, Rensha.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for inspiring us. And we've got some CEOs listening to us. Hopefully they'll reach out and see what they can do to make a difference. Now, the UCT Graduate School of Business is committed to building the future of business leaders. Their postgraduate degrees offers candidates the tools that they need to advance in the world of tomorrow. And through targeted learning interventions, their executive education short courses and customized programs give organizations a practical perspective to address the challenges that they're facing. SMS build UCTGSB to 43884. That's to start building your future through transformative learning, because a new world needs new ideas.